Hits in the morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
The all-new 98.9 The Bull, number one for new country and Fitz in the morning, and it's Make Up or Break Up. Every Tuesday and Thursday around this time, where romantic and real couples from the Great Northwest join the show and share details of their relationship struggles. And then our listener family will help determine if the couple should remain together. So we're going to need you to play therapist. Should they make up or break up? I want to welcome to the show Andrew from Everett. What's up, Andrew? How are you, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for reaching out on Facebook. I mean, when I saw at the very top of your Facebook message, my girlfriend is delusional.
I'm settling in.
Yeah. Strap your boots on, guys.
Yeah, I think everybody get ready for this. So, Andrew, from what I understand, you're having an issue with your girlfriend because I guess this quarantine situation is sort of affecting your life as well. How so?
Yeah, so, I mean, my girlfriend and I, you know, we obviously both have good jobs, but basically, my girlfriend recently made this comment to me that she doesn't necessarily think that she can go back to working for her company. She has been doing all these arts and crafts type things, like making bracelets and necklaces and all this kind of stuff, while we've been on quarantine. And now she's telling me that she wants to start her own online company through Etsy and all these, you know,
oh, yeah, Etsy
kind of companies.
My wife loves that.
What, you call them cults?
I call them cults, exactly.
Whoa.
You know, and the thing is this, is like, I'm glad she's finding joy in doing it. I'm glad it's making her happy. But, you know, to be honest, she's been making more money than me, and she's kind of the reason that we're able to have the life that we're having. And
then what's your issue with it? Why won't you let her, you know, sort of find her creative outlet and continue to do this stuff? This is like how Rachel Ray was created. I mean, she like cooked a meatloaf and next thing you know, she has a TV show. So,
right.
Well, he just said she made more money.
I think she can do both at the same time to kind of figure it out. But the fact that she's like, I don't want to go back to work, you know, is a scary feeling for me. But, you know, if she was making money doing it right now, then maybe I would feel a little bit differently, you know. But she's had maybe 4 sales in the past 4 weeks, you know.
Oh, so she hasn't been making money with the Etsy. You're saying that what's been keeping you guys going is her other job?
Yeah, she's been in sales, and she's a shark. She does really, really, really well. I don't see a future with this little Etsy company that she's got going on. So I'm nervous. It makes me nervous.
And well, you know, what's interesting is we just got about 127 text messages saying, how dare he say that any woman on Etsy is involved in a cult.
I think my sister's one.
For the backlash. I understand where they're coming from. I totally get it. But listen, I'm not saying she's not talented. She's making beautiful jewelry. I just don't think it's going to sell.
I mean, but Etsy is for like lots of things. Like, I bought part of my bat suit off of Etsy. Like, you can get all kinds, like, not just jewelry, but you can get stuff for your animals, your pets.
Does your wife make any bat suits?
Not that I have seen.
You just lost a sale.
By the way, 833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up. Now, Andrew and Everett, you know that Renee is on hold right now. She's hearing all this. There's two sides to every story. It's Make Up or Break Up. Welcome to the show, Renee from Everett. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Renee.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you. I know it's not easy hearing all this stuff. We've been talking about you, but now you have the floor. What say you here? How do you feel about him not wanting you to do stuff and create things for Etsy?
I mean, it's really frustrating. Honestly, I wish he was more supportive. I don't get it. Yes, I have had a really good job, but honestly, I did not realize how unhappy I am at my job and how unhappy that makes me in my life until now when we have this downtime and I'm able to not be there. You know, I'm in sales, you mentioned that, and it's just such high pressure and such high stress all the time, every day. Like, I feel like I can never let go of the job, even when I'm home, and it's really affecting my quality of life. And now, with what I've been doing, with making this jewelry and stuff, it's just really bringing me peace of mind. I'm getting to work with my hands, which I love. I've always been really great at creating and at arts and crafts and things like that. And people have told me in the past that I should, you know, try this out. And I've never even had time to try, you know. And
Renee, have you told Andrew this? Have you told him that this is how you feel? Like physically as well? Yeah.
I have, and I think he's just scared about the money, and I get that. But the thing is, like, I literally work in sales. Like, I've literally been working in sales for years. So I know, like, using my sales skills, I'm going to be able to make a killing with this. I know I will.
Yeah.
And
you got passion.
I've already made some sales. I know it's not a lot. I know he said, like, was kind of scoffing at the few that I've made so far. But honestly, that was just with me kind of just throwing out there the things that I made that I just felt like making and seeing what happened. And yes, there have been a few sales, but it takes time. And right now I'm also working on kind of researching, like, what are people wanting? I'm finding out that information as well now that I'm actually trying to do it.
Andrew, after hearing all this and, like, how it makes her feel, like the stress with her other job and the pressure and stuff like that, you still want her to do the sales job?
Renee, I mean, you know, it sounds crazy, I understand, but you can't pursue this. I mean, you said it yourself, it's arts and crafts, it's not a career. You're over $1,000 in the hole with this. Yes, you made some sales,
Most businesses have to make some sort of investment in order to start, and that's all that's happening, and I just feel like, from the very beginning, you always shut down my dreams and you get super controlling, like telling me I can't do this. Like, that's not really your choice.
I don't control you. I'm telling you what's realistic and what's not.
Okay, guys, you know what we're going to do?
It's better for you.
Hey, we'll take this off the air for just a moment. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold right now and give your number to our therapist in Renton. He is standing by waiting, and 833-822-BULL, 833-822-2855. Text to 96459. We definitely need your advice. Should they make up or break up?
I'm torn.
Thank you guys so much.
By the way, for...
oh, not easy to voluntarily come on a show like that. We always appreciate it when you do. You're torn about what, Drew?
Well, I'm torn because Andrew has a great name, and I want to side with him. No, seriously, Andrew's trying to make a practical approach to this, and that's where I feel like I'd come down. However, I have been Renee in this situation. I had years and years ago in another life, I had a fantastic job with benefits and bonuses, but I wasn't happy there, and I quit that to start my own business. Yep. And so I've been where she was, and I understand, like, the money sometimes isn't enough if you just aren't fulfilled and happy and you kind of dread going to work.
Right. I think no matter what, you always got to be able to have your creative outlet.
Yes.
You've got to be able to sort of have your thing.
You do.
To wake up and have a reason to get up and say, you know, I want to do this because I like to do this. And I don't know. I feel like, oh boy, what's his name? Andrew?
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like he's trying to sort of control that for her.
But he doesn't have practical.
He's not being practical. He doesn't have a right to say, you know, you don't need to do that because it's not going to make us any money. I don't care if it made her $7. If she likes doing it, let her do it.
I was really, really trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it, you know, he comes out slamming Etsy from the get-go.
Yeah. That's what made you mad, Claire.
Yeah. And it's like, creative people are entitled to make money off of their creativity. And I'm sorry if you don't feel that way, but that is what she's trying to do. Not every job is a job.
But Aunt Claire's like, man, once they said something, you know, called everyone in Etsy the Etsy cult, she's like, oh, hell no.
I didn't like that. And I had to claw my way back to try to take him. I'm sorry, Andrew. It's just how I feel.
Here comes Aunt Claire. Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how can he say it's practical when he's calling them a cult?
Let's go back to the top of the whole conversation.
Let's go back to Mr. Practical, Drew. How is he being practical?
He's just being
a jerk. She was in an Etsy cult. That's practicality for you?
Yes, it is, actually. Because if that's the idea, is following this lead rather than being responsible and bringing enough money to support your lifestyle, then that's not practical. And he said at the beginning, he admitted at the beginning, that's tough for guys to do. He admitted she was kind of the breadwinner. She made the most money.
833-822-BULL, 833-822-2855. Text to 96459, make up or break up, because we need our Insta therapist now. Thank goodness for Sandy in Linwood. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Go ahead. Your thoughts, please.
Well, having a home-based business in the past myself that completely tanked after 3 years of making $12,000 a month, what I would say is he should support her wholeheartedly. However, she needs to prove for at least 6 months that she can make the income they need to survive and put away for retirement, and then she can quit her day job.
Wow.
Hey, Sandy, Sandy, can I ask you a personal question if you don't mind? And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Sure.
So you're making $12,000 a month, and then you said it tanked. What caused it to tank, would you say? Was it coronavirus? Or?
No, I was working for LuLaRoe, who supplies the clothing. We work for ourselves. But in August, they made a lot of changes where the product was firing out at rapid speed, and a lot of us couldn't get it. And people wanted everything new. So after 3 years of pushing hard 12-hour days, 7 days a week, it completely went belly up. So things can happen like that. I appreciate having a 40-hour a week job now.
But what Sandy said, her approach was practical. She said if she can prove she can earn it for 6 months, then go for it. I love that approach.
Mike, the relationship specialist who is part of the Fitz in the Morning panel of experts from Redmond, is on. Mike, what say you, my
good
friend?
Good morning, crew.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I just think that it kind of thinks that all the beautiful things a relationship can be about, we always come back to money. But the simple fact that in America, as Americans, 90% of our money fights and money problems lead to, or 90% of relationships that are having issues have to do with money fights and money problems. So they need to sit down and look at whether or not they can afford this $1,000. And if they can, then it's worth her peace of mind and to keep her busy to spend that $1,000. But just because they can afford that doesn't mean they need to open the faucet. She needs a cutoff on this. So maybe say $2,200. You can recycle that through the business. And if that doesn't work, that's your cutoff.
As always, you are like a miniature Yoda from Redmond with hair.
We assume.
I'm just guessing he's a tall Yoda from Redmond with hair.
I love you guys, and I love the segment. I love that you let me on and give my input.
Hey, Mike, we're serious. We want to arrange for you to come up and hang with us in studio sometime and be a part of the panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, things are kind of slow right now. I might have to get Shay to call, come in. I've got some fun segments we might be able to do.
You know what? I feel that because, you know, we definitely don't have any fun.
Hey, we're having fun right now. Come on, man.
No, we cannot wait to meet you. But when you walk in, we're going to put you in our quarantine room, and we're going to flog you. We're going to spray you down.
That's fine. I work construction, so I got all the gear. I'll roll in with it.
Nice.
Well, don't worry. I got about 5,000 construction safety shirts coming your way.
That might just be enough. Love you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much, Mike. We'll chat with you soon. We have your number, right?
All righty, bud. Yes, sir.
All right. God, I love him. All right, so coming down to makeup or breakup percentage-wise with the text and the social media, and the phone calls, what is it looking like today?
It's a 71% breakup, but I don't think people are... I think Mike's right. If it's just a money thing, work on the money side. You know, solve the money problem, and then it doesn't have to be about that. I don't think this should be a breakup, but the people do.
Yeah. All right. Again, if you missed any of it, you have to go to our podcast. And right after the show, it'll go up. 989thebull.com.